Today's scripture can be found in 1 Peter chapter 4, 1 and 2. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather will live for the will of God.
Father, I know that you have called me to take up my cross and follow you. I ask that you would empower me through your Spirit, Lord. If I am to suffer, then let my suffering perfect my character and make me like Jesus. Lord, teach me to live this earthly life for your perfect will and to glorify you. Amen.
Today, be honest with yourself. Do you have a secret sin in your life? You say no, huh? Well, let me quote the Bible. James tells us, if we say we are without sin, we are liars. Now again, I ask you, do you have a secret sin in your life that you're cherishing more than the will of God? Be honest. James knew we all have sins. No matter how good, no matter how perfect, we all have sins. Jesus died to set us free from our sins. We need to follow his example of forsaking those sins.
Today's action. On your knees today, ask the Father to reveal any secret sin in your life that you are still cherishing. Today's treasure is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. And this we will do if God permits, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame.
Remember, my friends, you can hide those secret sins from the world, but you cannot hide them from God. You cannot hide them from Jesus. You cannot hide them from the Holy Spirit. Let go of them. Ask God to remove them.